You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Playbook with Joe, Rob and Anika.
I'm missing fucking Emmerdale for this. Oh, that's my posh voice. No good, isn't it? Right, have it.
Isn't it? Raw.
Isn't he some sort of Egyptian god?
No, that's what the posh people in British say. Oh. You're like, oh yeah, raw.
They normally go fuck off out of our pub.
That's what they say to you, raw. They'd say that to me too, on account of the melanin.
When I get mad, the British.
Joe's all good though.
Yeah, when I get mad, the British comes out of me. Actually, I have a friend that.
When you
happens.
Get mad, the British comes out of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't know what fucking maker. That's a bit of a fucking diss, actually.
No, it's not.
Well, it's the wrong type of British.
I must be Scottish.
I don't know
Scottish.
What you're talking about. Yeah.
You'd notice, right? I never call myself British. A Scotsman would never call himself British. You're either Scottish, you're English, Welsh, or Irish.
You're not Scottish.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I never say I'm British. I'm not British, I'm English. You never get a Scottish person.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
And I am. Gotcha. I'm British. Oh, no, don't talk like that. Right. No.
You're British. British.
I actually come from the Waikato. This is all put on.
That is...
but it'd be good if it happened.
You heard it here first. Rob is actually from the Waikato.
No, fuck off. No.
Okay.
We started.
We've started.
Go on, then.
No Mai Haere Mai. Welcome to 95BFM's The Playbook. Joe, Rob and Anika here. You know what's going on. How have you guys been?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I've been
all right.
We're busy.
Yeah.
Busy.
There's a bit of a change. You wouldn't know, but me and Anika are sharing a microphone.
Yeah.
We've got to that stage of like knowing each other that we can do it
Our friendship has finally reached sharing microphone levels.
Without any awkwardness.
Which, to be fair, makes a lot more sense on account of the fact that we probably speak at the same pitch.
Don't know what to make of that comment, actually. Should I be happy about that?
We speak at the same loudness.
Oh, right, yeah. No, that's good. Fucking hell, I just mean it like you.
I'm the quiet.
Fuck you.
I am the quiet one.
Sorry, pardon me. What'd you say?
No.
Wait, what?
Anyway.
Wait, what? No, I'm kidding. I'll stop. No, we've been giving Joe. Well, I've been giving Joe a very hard time about how soft his voice is.
Yes. So. Because. Yep. We know. I talk very softly. I'm like a mouse.
Because I'm hosting the wire now.
Yeah.
But like a mouse. You can cut all this out.
So now you are the mouse that roars.
Yep, pretty much.
And I'm like, everything is just louder.
Yeah.
We had a few changes around here, though. Just like our brand new news director, Anika.
Oh,
guys. Oh, man. Very exciting. So here at 95BFM, Anika has... She's the governor of this place now. She runs the joint. She's the face that runs the place.
The gov.
I don't run the place, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, should I do my bit first because it won't take me long?
Yeah, anyway, on to what we actually are here for. Sport. Rob, what's been going on?
Right, there was no Premier League games this week due to international breaks, which I'm going to talk about very quickly. But I just want to catch up because we didn't do it last week. So Man City is just 1 point above Liverpool. And it's got to be said, Liverpool, I reckon they might do it. And Spurs actually had 2 wins in a row. We beat West Ham. So now you've got Arsenal are fourth, Spurs are fifth, Man United are sixth, and West Ham are seventh. Games this weekend, Liverpool are at home to Watford and Man City away at Burnley. They should be comfortable games, but there are no easy games in the Premiership. I'm telling you, there is no games. Easy games. Tottenham, we're at home to Newcastle. We all know about Newcastle and their blood money. But it's always been a tough one for us. But hopefully we can get 3 games in a row. We've broken that habit now. I've got to start all over the place. Right, World Cup qualifiers. New Zealand are to play the Solomon Islands on Thursday. If they win that, then they should advance to an intercontinental playoff, almost certainly against Costa Rica. And Costa Rica are no mugs.
In football. Yeah.
In football, there is only one World Cup. Big surprise, and it made me laugh, Italy, current Euro champions, dirty bastards. I don't know if you see that game against England, How they didn't have players sent off, I don't know. But they won't be going to the World Cup yet again. That's twice in a row they haven't gone to the World Cup, which is November the 21st to December the 18th. We'll talk about that closer to the time. Women's One Day World Cup. Unfortunately, New Zealand aren't in the semis, which is quite disappointing. I thought they'd do better than they did.
They played that match over the weekend, but it was just
they
like
won. It was, yeah.
It was just like a courtesy match.
No, they had to play it.
Yeah.
They had to play it, but they won, so, you know, that's all right.
But it was their one win. Wasn't it a little bit too late?
Australia are playing the West Indies today. This is Wednesday, so you'll know what happened before I did. It's time travelling shit. And South Africa are playing England on Thursday, and the final's on Sunday in Christchurch. I've got to be honest, I think Australia will win it. I've almost got to the point I want to lose the semi-final because I think Australia are going to humiliate whoever they play because they are that good. And the Warriors had a win. They beat the West Tigers 16-12 and apparently no one's happy with the performance, although they won. Never understood that logic.
But you can have a shit game.
It was a pretty messy game.
And win.
But a win's a win, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess they're playing.
Yeah, but it's all about... What?
How well they play?
At the end of the season, you'll just look at that as a W. That was a win.
A win feels shit if it doesn't feel like it was deserved or went to like a good game. You know what I mean?
You're so philosophical. Do you want to start a religion? And I will. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
We'll have llamas.
Yeah.
Just try and keep the mic in the middle as well, so it can hear Anika.
Whoa! He's in charge now. their next game's on Saturday. It's against the Broncos. So, you know, good luck to them. And if you're a Warriors supporter, you must be so happy with the fact that they are going to play some games back here soon, maybe.
Soonish, yeah, hopefully.
10 weeks or so. I don't know. I did see they had a bit of a countdown going on. But, yeah. So, you know, I think a win's a win at the end of the day. And any other thing I can think of that sounds stupid. That's it.
Yeah. Aniko, I know you've been quite busy. I wanted to ask you, is there anything that's caught your eye this week? Anything that you notice?
Sports-wise, anything-wise,
doesn't matter.
I saw this guy walking down the street the other day.
Was he nice?
No, he caught my eye.
You've got to sort your orbital socket out. I just caught it.
Now would be a great time to have a sponsor because then we could be like, what did you tell him about this product?
Fuck. My sports news is more just like newsy because obviously that's been my second for the past week. First off, Barcelona is going to host the America's World Cup.
Oh, yes.
I have a mate who always tells me off when I say Barcelona. So now I'm like, Barcelona.
What World Cup?
Oh my God, sorry. The America's Cup.
The America's Cup.
Fucking who cares? So,
well, Phil Goff did say that he was disappointed, although New Zealand defend it.
I don't know. I'm very confused.
I've got a question for you. Do you watch it, the America's Cup, when it's on? Because I think it's possibly the most boring sport I've ever watched.
Is it because it's a posh man sport?
Well, I just don't make any sense to me. Do you know what I mean?
Sailing. I do because I like water sports.
Okay.
I think they're fun.
It can be exciting to watch. And those boats go ridiculously fast.
From a technology... It's not a sport that's a feat of the human body by any means, but from like a technology standpoint,
isn't it almost like Grand Prix? It's how much money you got.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. It's such a money game.
All right.
Okay. And to be fair, like, I'm glad that...
If the
government doesn't have the money for it, we're not just like...
Because, I mean, they always say it's good for the economy, but is it? I mean, it doesn't trickle down to normal, like, ordinary people.
Mm.
It's just people that make loads of money make even more.
The government just couldn't offer Team New Zealand...
that much money, eh?
Yeah, and I don't think it would have been a bad offer or anything. It would have just been what they had, which isn't... they've got other shit that they have to do right now. It's going to be in Barcelona. But I need to stop saying that. I sound like a fucking prick.
Say Barcelona. We ain't in Spain, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like... I can't. can't say. Anyway,
it's like, now I can't say either.
So,
Don't say either.
It's the same sort of concept with like Ibiza. That's pronounced Ibiza, right?
Ibiza.
I've been there, and we used to call it Ibiza. But that's
Ibiza.
Yeah,
I like that.
It's got an F in it.
I think I quite like this new location. Barcelona. But I quite like it because I didn't like how sort of the last time when it was here, all the part of the race that was in the Waitemata Harbour, which is like the only part of the race you can actually see, like standing in like the viaduct and stuff, that all got eliminated. So I thought that was shit. Like, because one of the nicest parts of it is actually being able to watch some of that race going on in real time. It's a beautiful day, you can do all that. And so I think if we can't like accommodate those things, because that was a real disappointment last time, I thought that was shit. I think it may as well be somewhere else. Yeah, so that was news. And then I wanted to ask you, Rob, what you thought about your old mate getting poisoned.
I don't want to talk about anything to do with Chelsea. I think it was all bullshit. I don't think it
You don't
happened.
Think he got poisoned?
No, I think it's a bit of a publicity stunt.
Think so.
To be honest with you. It just seems a bit moody to me.
It seems so sus, though. Yeah, like, it's very, very suspicious.
What, the poisoning?
Yeah, it's
well, just
like,
the whole thing that it actually happened to him. If they want to poison someone, they'll sort it out, you know.
But
it
happened during.
Poisoning's like the whole thing. Like, they tried with Navalny, they didn't.
It happened during peace talks in Kiev, though.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
That's the suspicious part. Kiev.
That's why I wanted to ask you. Now you're doing the news.
Sorry.
No. This is a sports related question. What makes a sports story worthy of a news story? Do you know what I mean? Going up against it. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I think it's
good.
Like...
Can you explain it to me? Because I'm not fucking clue. No.
I think it's, as we do, we have like our little intersection here on the show of like the mixing of sports and politics.
Yeah.
And so it's shit like that. It's when the sports arena becomes a space for things outside of the sport itself.
Yeah.
Things like this.
Because that's what I was truly amazed. I was telling Joe this earlier. I saw an interview with one of the England footballers.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we're just finding out about all the human rights stuff that Qatar has done. It's like, are you fucking insane, mate? What have you been doing? Have you had your head in a bucket? Are you that removed from what's going on in the world? Or weren't you allowed to talk about it?
No, and that's why I really like how we all have the sort of idea here on the playbook that, like, sports and politics sometimes have to mix.
Whether you like politics or not, it affects every part of your life.
And this is, like, and this is also another thing that I was telling you the other day, right?
Yeah.
About how, like, people have this idea that politics is simply governments and politicians and rah-rah. Politics is... Like, there's an element of politics in nearly everything.
Everything.
It plays a huge role within our lives, and some things are bigger than just sports, right? Best example I can think of, most recently, Lomachenko decided he wasn't going to face George Kambosos for his title. Obviously, George
Kambosos. We're talking punching in the face.
We're talking punching in the face. George Kambosos obviously was set up to fight Lomachenko. Lomachenko declined the offer because of he's from Ukraine, to stay in Ukraine and protect, you know, and fight for his country. The same could be said for another mixed martial artist. I did forget his name. He fights in
just
Bellator.
Make a name up. We ain't gonna know any difference, are we?
Well, he did the same thing.
Yeah, but all of our thousands and thousands of the listeners might.
Oh, true. Yeah.
He's doing the same thing. Usyk is leaving to go prepare for his fight with Anthony Joshua. But yeah, my point is, some things are bigger than sports. Like, that's just logic. That's common sense. Not everything revolves around a game, you know. If you pick up what I'm putting down.
I get accused of that with football sometimes. How a result can ruin my whole weekend. And when it comes to it, who cares? Well, I do, but it's not really that important. I get what you say.
Yeah, like, which is fair, but, you know, you'll probably end up like being over it within a few days. Like I'm sure some things.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, you're right. You're right. I'll be serious for a minute.
I guess it's different for everyone, but like, you know, you guys get what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, that's fine to feel like that when your team fucks
up. But then again, you know, sometimes when we had a good win, I've had the old bottom lip wobble.
Aww.
You know what I mean?
Which is fine though, because it shows you're passionate about the sport. You know, a lot of people are in that same boat.
I mean,
know?
That's why sports do so well. That's why it's such a big fucking industry. It's because people genuinely deep in their souls
and it's a great distraction as well from what's going on. But now, in this day and age, it's more relevant, more prevalent.
Absolutely. It's not just something which should be like, oh, it's just sport, who cares? Like, no, sport for a lot of people is a vessel into making a living and to, you know, showing purpose in life. It's a lot of things, but like,
fucking hell,
you know,
that was beautiful.
Yeah, well, next week I'd love to get into looking
arm
at people
wrestling.
Who's,
okay, arm wrestle?
Good arm radio. Wrestling? Wicked. Wicked. We can look at arm wrestling at some point.
Video.
Yeah, with a little
Everyone
company video.
Everyone place your bets now. Joe or Rob?
Joe will rip my arm off and hit me over the head with a soggy bit at the end, I guarantee it.
Aww, no. A bit rude.
But yeah, next week...
That bit, yeah.
Next.
Rips my arm off, hits me over the head.
Would you rather rip your arm off from like the shoulder or the elbow?
I'd be from the shoulder. With
yeah, well, I thought about this the other day. I was like, I think I would rather the shoulder.
You will see more meat on a sparrow's kneecap than you will on my arms. So there you go. Yeah, just
love that little phrase.
I'm sure everyone's visualising that. Sorry. Anyway, yeah, next week probably go into a bit more on how sports, the importance of sports in terms of the impact on people's lives and how it has shaped or how it takes shape within society, because there's a lot of examples throughout history, if you kind of get what I'm talking about. But yeah, I'll move on to what I caught on the weekend. First of all, punch face, as Rob likes to call it, the UFC Fight Night Blades vs. Dorcas was on the weekend. Kai Kara France defeats Askar Askarov via unanimous decision.
That
meaning,
sounds like something out of a Viking movie, doesn't it?
Well, he's Russian. Pretty sure he's Russian. From that area of the world. This was a very high-level fight, especially for Kai. Kai was facing someone who was, very high in the rankings. But this win for him means that he gets to face the winner of Moreno versus Figueiredo, which is very exciting. That means it is a world title shot.
When will that happen?
Sometime after the Moreno versus Figueiredo fight. This is their fourth fight. Their last fight was quite exciting. They're two very, very high level mixed martial artists.
They have like a stand down period after they've done a lot of smash basing. Like how long do they have to stand down for before they can fight again? Or is it depending on if they got injuries and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, for a bit. Like, if you're a champ, obviously it means you're going to be fighting a lot less. You know, you'll probably give... It's basically just gives other competitors an opportunity to compete and show what they've got, you know? There's so much going on within the UFC and so many bright stars. So you really need time to for them to fight. Yeah, exactly. Mm. So yeah, that's exciting for us. Seeing Kai come out with the Māori flag was great. That was as rare as it happens on, you know, UFC on the UFC broadcast. I just think it was like really inspiring to see that.
Fair play to him.
Yeah, so that's exciting. So wish all the best for Kai. I do know that he's back in New Zealand now, so that's really exciting. Also, ONE X was on the weekend, ONE Championships pay per view. This was a huge card. Now I know not a lot of people know about ONE Championship, so I just want to give you guys, like you guys.
Well, he's already told me about it before and I forgot instantly, so I'm looking forward to this.
I just want to give you guys a bit of background on it. Okay. So ONE Championship is technically the biggest fight promotion in the world. It trumps the UFC by far.
Why haven't we heard of it before? Is it because whereabouts is it based?
It's in Asia, right? Okay. Now, Asia, the martial arts scene in Asia is quite huge, right? Like, Muay Thai is the national sport in Thailand, and obviously, like, just the competition there is quite high level. It's also really cool to watch.
Why, yeah, quick question before we get into it, because I was just thinking, why isn't it on TV? Is it UFC have got the monopoly or something? Why don't they show it on the telly? Or can you?
You can watch it on the telly. I think it's on Spark Sport, I'm pretty sure. So it is. It is on New Zealand television. It just doesn't get as much promotion or viewership as the UFC does, because the UFC has these big stars like Conor McGregor, and it's huge in the West. So obviously, it's going to get a lot more promotion and airtime, or just even eyes, as much as ONE Championship is. But if you are a fan of like just pure martial arts and you're a fan of the beauty of the sport, ONE Championship is definitely for you. They have some like proper killers in this promotion, like proper legitimate competitors in this promotion. And I know
proper killers.
No, just really, okay, really good fighters. Okay, really good.
I was thinking, you know, actually, I might watch this.
No, probably killers.
Like, might be really good.
To put it into perspective, fighters like Eddie Alvarez, who fought in the UFC, Demetrius Johnson, who did fight on this weekend's card, these guys are like some of the highest level fighters who all held world titles in the UFC, went over to ONE Championship and got smoked.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Because, these guys are good. So, yeah, this weekend was like their grandiose card. Fighters like they don't just stick to mixed martial arts. There's also Muay Thai, kickboxing, and jiu-jitsu as well.
Origami.
Yeah, origami. I don't think
I will make you into a dove.
I will fold you like a fucking swan.
Wow, trash talk. That's nice trash talk. I like that.
That is nice. I need to go get in a fight this weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
So just to put a few names out there so you guys can watch him in the future. Superbon versus Gregorian. It was a kickboxing fight with Superbon taking the victory.
What was his name again?
His name's Superbon.
Okay, I thought you said Super Bond.
Super Bond. Close. Superbond's from Thailand. Gregorian is from Armenia. Literally the highest level of kickboxing.
They're not mixed. They'll just have.
So this is kickboxing. Okay. Yeah. So and this is the highest level of kickboxing, like high level kickboxing. Gee, who else was fighting? John Wayne Parr had his last fight.
Fuck, I missed it.
Legend in Australia. I actually, in the world of Muay Thai, he's like...
World of what?
Muay Thai.
What's that?
It's a style of kickboxing. Okay. It's a martial art in itself that incorporates a lot of knees, elbows, and clinch work, right? So that's what differentiates it from just normal kickboxing.
Okay. Yes.
Two more, and I swear I'm done with talking about fighting today. Two other fights which were a highlight, Rod Tang versus Mighty Mouse. This was Mighty Mouse Demetrius Johnson, the arguably one of the greatest mixed martial artists of all time, who fought in the UFC. He was a world champion there. Rod Tang is a Muay Thai fighter. Interestingly enough, this fight had mixed rules. So the first round was fought Muay Thai rules, and the last two were fought mixed martial arts. Right?
Well, that must be a bit confusing for them.
A little bit. So Rod Tang and Johnson got to purely strike in the first round, which means that Rod Tang had the advantage in this case. Luckily, Johnson put up enough of a fight to make it through the first round and then managed to take Rod Tang down and choke him out in the second round, which kind of sparks that whole kickboxing versus MMA debate. Oh, which is the best martial art? I think it just goes to show that.
What's your favorite then?
I like all of them, but I just think it all depends on the person and how well they incorporate.
I like kickboxing.
Kickboxing's fun to watch. It's very exciting and incredibly technical. And yeah, ONE Championship does a good job, as well as other organizations like Glory and stuff. But the main event was Stamp Fairtex versus Angela Lee. These two are some of the highest level combat sports athletes in the world, and they're also both females. This headlined the card. Angela Lee is actually the youngest person to ever win a world title in MMA history, period.
How old is she? 7?
No. It's incredibly young. I think she was like 18, 19 when she won her first world title.
Not as young as 7.
That's how maths works. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I
can see your brain taking away there. It's a hard one, it's fine.
So, yeah, she's a very well-established and incredibly well-accomplished athlete in the combat sports world. And Stamp Fairtex, who was her opponent, is also another world championship Muay Thai slash kickboxing fighter as well. So yeah, this was incredibly high level, and these women are badass. Like, they're just proper competitors. And yeah, that's it for me with the punch face stuff. Thanks for sitting through that, guys. I know that looked. I can see the pain in
your guys'
face.
Now? You didn't mention. I'll tell you one thing you didn't mention. all the fighting that was in the UK last weekend.
Yes, our man Dan Hooker unfortunately lost his comeback to.
He got battered in the first round.
It was just a brawl. Like, I think Arnold Allen did quite a good job with turning it into a brawl.
Okay.
He caught Dan Hooker and finished it.
Will that affect his career at all or not?
Dan, the respect's still there for Dan Hooker. He's not done. He's still got a long way to go.
I'm
backing. I may be biased because I'm obviously a Dan Hooker supporter, but I still think he's got a lot left in him.
Oh, good. Sometimes it's good to have a loss. Do you know what I mean? It puts everything into perspective sometimes.
Yeah, but there was also a lot of other highlights on that card. Tom Aspinall defeated Alexander Volkov. That was pretty exciting. But I think Paddy Pimblett was a huge highlight. You know who I'm talking about, the guy out there.
Oh, yeah. You want to see, he's got the best hair I've ever seen from anybody.
He looks like...
comes from Liverpool. Proper scouser.
Oh, he's a proper...
scouser. Hey, mate.
Yeah, he's a proper scouser, yeah.
Proper in fact, Liverpudlian.
He's a proper scouser.
Look at his hair.
Oh, my God.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
He looks fun.
The cool thing about him is that he cuts all this weight to look like that.
I thought you were going to say he cuts his own hair. And I was like, yeah, I can tell.
But then, like, after...
with a knife and fork.
After the fight, he just puts all the weight back on. Like, he's a big boy.
Yeah, that's really not something that women can do, eh?
Can't they?
I mean, that's hard, but like he puts the weight back on.
like the next day he's like giant belly bulge.
Yeah.
Holy shit! He looks like Father Christmas.
That's literally me before and after dinner. You boys are fucking ridiculous. You don't understand. That's nothing.
No, but he goes from the latter to like. To that within like what 8 to 12 weeks or something like that. However long between fights.
How'd you go from that to that in like a day?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
That's nothing.
It's a big weight cut.
It's not.
But
I thought you were. Are you talking about the cut?
This is the cut. He goes from.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the reverse cut.
No, well, like it's still.
You're still talking about hairdos here. The reverse cut when he sticks a bowl on his head. That's
not. No, like the going from the skinny one to the not skinny one.
Well, it's vice versa, so he does
that. Yeah,
but that's
the thing. I can go from, like, the skinny one to the not skinny one in 20 minutes, but it will take me, like, a year.
That can't be good. Really can't be good for your
this
health.
This is not a women's thing. This is a man thing. Men are fucking ridiculous.
I don't understand
how the male body is, like...
This is bad for your metabolism, though, right?
It's got to be bad for your metabolism. Look what he's done to his hair.
Rob likes his hair. So last week, Anika, you said that. Oh, why don't you cover netball? Because I brought up netball last week. So guess what? I'm covering netball.
That's a 10 out of 10 on note taking on taking
man.
Notes.
Yeah.
I dread saying anything because he's just scribbling away. I hope he's scribbling. He's doing something under the table. I'm not quite sure what it is.
So the Mystics beat the Pulse, the defending champs. Sorry, the Mystics were the defending champs.
Where the Mystics come from?
They're from Auckland, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
this is an Auckland team. That would be our team. Is that going to be our team?
Because my family was quite into netball.
Your sister was a big...
She used to play prem netball for her school. And when my mum used to coach, I think they used to go to a lot of Mystics games. But yeah, the Mystics, this was their third win in succession after losing their season opener to the Waikato Bay Plenty Magic. This means that they're top of the table.
Good for them.
Yeah, they were down 57-51 in the final quarter. But they refused to give in, and they fought back to level the scores in the final minute, and I believe they won 62-61.
Oh, that must have been an exciting game.
Well, very exciting game. I managed to catch it.
I'm not being sarcastic there. I actually really quite like netball.
believe you.
I managed to catch it on Sunday.
Right now. Oh, hi, Ernest. I'm Rob.
Yeah, Steel beat the Stars. This game was Kayla Johnson's comeback, the defender for the Silver Ferns, after she became a mum. And, yeah, she returned to the ANZ Premiership after having COVID. So that was quite cool to watch. You guys look so interested right now.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's honestly just my face.
And, yeah, real quick, Tactics beat the Magic after making last year's final, ultimately losing to the Northern Mystics, that being the Tactics lost in the finals. And, yeah, they struggled to get on board this season because they're last couple of rounds have lost.
Because before, I remember when I used to watch it, they used to play the Australian teams as well. That's all stopped now, is it? Obviously because of restrictions. Well,
yeah, because of
and
restrictions.
All that sort of
hopefully that won't be the case for much longer. Yeah. But we'll see. Yeah.
I think we should all go to a game.
Yeah, well, then you don't like the...
Oh, I'll just put earplugs in or something.
We could go to a hockey game.
Or a hockey game. Yeah.
No, I think we should make that. We should do that. I think, and it's...
We should go to a tennis match.
Oh, that's one of us. You, that girl who's retired, the tennis player. She's like the world number one or whatever. She's gonna sit on, and she knocks it on the head.
Wait, is this the Australian?
I don't know where she comes from or anything, but I read that the other day and just.
It's the Australian chick, eh?
Yeah, she won.
Who won the Aussie Open?
Yeah, I can't quite remember her name, but
she's
in Barty. I did see the other day.
Something Barty.
Slarty Bartfast.
Hey.
I know it's a bloke who made Finland.
She retired, Ash Barty.
And she's quite young, isn't she?
She's like 25-ish.
Now, I wonder why. Is there any explanation why?
I think what...
Just the pressure of it all and...
Yeah, I think it's like... She's been considering it for a time, and I think it's genuinely like it's just a very demanding
the pressures they're under.
And also I think it's fair enough, she's in her mid-20s, she's at the top of her game in tennis, like she's been playing tennis for like 10 or so years and hasn't done anything else. She's probably realizing that there's other shit she wants to do with her life. But remember a few weeks ago, a while ago, actually one of our first podcasts ever, where we were talking about how there is something to leaving the sport when you're at the top of your game.
Yes.
Yeah, which is noble. It's a noble thing to do, and I can't imagine what it's like being an athlete and having to walk away from the sport that you love doing, because that competitor in you just wants to keep competing pretty much. Yeah. And we see it with a lot of athletes. See it with a lot of fighters. But, like, that's pretty sad seeing them just get beat up by the younger guy.
I mean, because the thing is, from what I've seen, she is very, like, content with her decision. And she's very, like, pragmatic about it. She's like, look, I just don't have the drive. I don't have the emotional drive. I don't have, like, the physical, like, you know, to, like, maintain.
Oh, yeah, I think that's
like,
really brave of her, and
I
applaud her for that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I mean, the draw of the money must be there, and in the end, to say,
draw
you know
the
what,
money is
fuck
definitely
it,
there.
I don't want it no more. I'm happy
like,
with what I've got, so.
Yeah, and I think it's very sort of practical, instead of just, like, drawing it out to a point where you hate playing the sport.
Yeah.
Just sort of
knock it on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think she has retired before. I think she left when she was like in her teens, which doesn't count as retiring, but I think she might have considered leaving all of
In actual fact, when you think about it, we only see the glory side of it when they're at the court and all that.
Yeah.
But to get from that point when you first pick up a tennis racket, or your mum or parents tell you to pick one up, because
throw it in your hands.
Because they're living their life through you.
Thank you.
A lot of parents do. To then, like, you've got that expensive time when all their friends are going out and they're having fun and, like,
and
learning life experiences.
I mean, she's 25. Yeah. Like,
a lot of living to do. You know, again, sports
she just
isn't
there. It's fair enough. And it's so reasonable to be like, you know what,
I want to be a person.
I want to maybe enjoy my 20s for a minute.
Yeah.
I want my life to revolve around something else for a while. Because, like, once you start having those feelings, it's going to change your whole attitude towards the game and the sport. And I think that's sort of the vibe that I've been getting, is that she's just like, I'm very happy with how I've done.
Yeah.
I'm super stoked with where I am, but I don't have it. I just don't have it in me.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, fair play to doing it rather than just carry on and then some. God knows.
And I think
there's
like people always like sort of come at these things with an air of finality, but like she can come back.
Yeah. Although in reality, she probably won't.
I mean, she might not, but like
she always can. It's always on the table.
It's on the table. Yeah, like she's 25. It would be very reasonable for her to take a couple of years off and come back. Like. Yeah.
Oh, well, we will watch her career with wonderment.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only word I could think of. I had a mind blank then. First word to come out.
Okay.
All the best to her.
We'll watch her career with wonderment now that it's over.
Yeah. No, her future career.
If she comes back.
Oh, sorry.
I've been up since 4:30. Leave me alone.
Sorry, Rob.
No, you don't. Never apologise. It's not worth it.
Okay.
So the big story of this... Well, moving on, the big story this weekend was in Saudi Arabia with the Formula One on, the Bahrain Grand Prix. First of all, I just want to give a shout out to Liam Lawson.
Liam, if you're listening.
Or he might be, you never know. He might be a good listener of the playbook. My cousin who...
He's your cousin?
No, he's not my cousin. My cousin who was... very much into his go-karting. In fact, I think he got to like number 2 in New Zealand at one point.
Oh my god, they've got competitions for that.
Yes, go-karting's at the grassroots.
Every Saturday.
We should go. Oh my god, I want to go to Rainbow's End.
I haven't been since I was like 13.
I really want to go to Rainbow's End.
Playbook trip to Rainbow's End.
Rob looks unimpressed.
Oh, no, I go past it quite a lot. I like the pirate ship. I don't know whether they still got that. That's all right.
Do you want to get on the thing that takes you up in the air and then you...
Nah, fuck that. Nah. Bungee jumping and all that, forget it. Well, it's like reverse bungee jumping, isn't it?
No.
They fire you in the air and you end up landing in Hamilton.
But yeah, anyway. Okay. Anyway. Sorry. My cousin did race against him at one point in the go-karting scene. While he was over here. But Liam Lawson is an up-and-coming Formula 2 driver. He did pretty well, won Sunday's sprint race after a double podium in the season opener the previous weekend. However, he was forced to retire on Monday's feature race. Made a strong start from 5th on the grid and quickly moved up to 3rd. However, a tyre change went horribly wrong as he pitted after 8 of the scheduled 27 laps. So
I think that's the thing that people like always forget about Formula 1 is that shit's a team sport.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and then how much money you got.
Well, yeah, obviously, but like in terms of people are like, oh, this driver, right. That shit's a team fucking sport because like your pit crew can make or break where you are in that race.
Yeah.
Like, and that's... sucks as well because I feel like it always just like is pinned down on the driver.
Yeah.
But it's like if like one member of that crew is can't
put a nut on properly or
is a bit off, then they're fucked.
But the big story within motorsport this weekend wasn't Formula 2. It wasn't even the actual Formula 1 race. It was the
Wow, shame we should have had a camera in there. That was fucking awesome.
It was the controversy surrounding the race. Obviously, there was the missile strike on... I'm just going to pull it up before I butcher it.
What's the name of the...
Yeah, because I forgot to write it down. So there was a missile strike in Saudi Arabia, just kilometres from the F1 Grand Prix. It was on Saudi's Aramco's Jeddah Oil Depot, hit by a Houthi attack, so Yemen did claim responsibility for it. Saudi officials said they would have cancelled the race for a genuine threat. However, they did not...
Too much money involved.
Exactly.
And they, sports washing.
They did not feel the oil depot attack was was a good reason to stop the fight.
It's nothing. We'll just pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, however, if Aramco... the oil depot, or one of the oil depots that got struck, is a sponsor for F1.
Wow, didn't know that.
So it was said to have been done by rebels from Yemen?
Yeah. However, so they struck the Aramco's oil depot. This is like really close to the racetrack. And a lot of calls for the race to be cancelled. However, F1 said, oh, it's not a genuine threat, but Aramco's obviously a sponsor for F1. So,
Well, I mean, whenever you come to that, there's so many things going on here. I mean, I know a lot of the drivers didn't, especially Lewis Hamilton and a lot of the others, didn't want to go there in the first place.
Yeah, so already it's a controversial topic.
Of their history of doing horrible things to people.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and then you've got the money aspect of it. So you get them two together. They're almost, I can't stand them. They shouldn't be allowed to have anything to do with sport, to be honest with you. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
I think it was in bad taste, especially,
of course it was.
Ahead of last weekend's season opening race in Bahrain, the drivers put on a united front by displaying a banner reading no war in reference to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
It's a bit fucking ironic, isn't it?
Yeah,
holding up a banner saying no war in the Middle East in reference to, like,
to everybody.
War.
It's like everybody.
Well,
know?
No, being like, we shouldn't have war in Ukraine when, like, the Middle East has been...
Yeah.
Yeah, but no... But
under threat for, like...
But it's ironic because they refused to stop a race due, like, even amidst...
terrorist acts.
Yeah. Well, just an act of war a mere kilometres from the racetrack. Now, the McLaren team principal said, does not believe F1's no war message, basically, and has been diluted by racing in Saudi Arabia despite the kingdom now in the eighth year of its conflict with Yemen. So, this no war campaign that F1's put on is...
A bit of window dressing, really, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. Kind of an example of sports washing in some sense, which is...
Yeah, it's really interesting, because, like, surely this attack... Well, one thing that really is buzzing me out on it was I thought that it would have, like, pivoted quite a bit of attention to Yemen, which I don't think it's done.
Nah. Yemen doesn't get that much attention in.
And Yemen needs it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But, like, they're not getting that much attention,
whole,
and it's like...
whole world's focused on Ukraine, isn't it?
Well, like, I mean, yeah, but even sort
of
before
Ukraine's
that,
a Western country.
It's like these rebels sort of did this because this huge international event was happening. It's like, this is a chance to... be like, fuck you, why are you having this event when, like, they're, you know, under such huge threats, and yet still it's really depressing.
So depressing.
But still, we're not talking about
what's going on in the Middle East. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that Ukraine's a Western country, I mean it's a European country.
No, yeah, I know what you mean.
So you can kind of see, even when Russia invaded Ukraine, you see all the news broadcasts being like, just you don't see this type of thing in Russia. Oh, but it's normal in the Middle East. Like,
that fucked me off.
That was super controversial. And in fact, I saw a lot of like late night TV show hosts being like, yo, what the fuck? Like, that's the biggest double standard.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a double standard. It's different because they're European.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you just don't.
It was like, I feel like that was a very Americanized
view
of it. And the reason why America wants to go in on that view is because they're the ones who've been fucking pillaging the Middle East for the past
20
years. So obviously they want to come out and be like, oh my God, no, but this has never happened before.
We wouldn't do that. Of course you wouldn't, you bastards.
Yeah, it's all...
Rob's getting mad now.
Oh no, it's just like, fucking when you think about it, it's just...
Fair
so,
enough, it makes me mad.
It makes me want to fucking cry sometimes. It's just...
It's so far.
Injustice is just bollocks.
I would. I'm
now
glad.
There's a stink for the wire. Jesus.
I'm glad that sports watching is a lot more visible now, especially in the last couple few years.
Mm.
You know, and that more it's being shared more in the news because I never really saw sports watching on the news that much. And
since we started talking about it on here, I don't want to take responsibility. We're going to probably have to edit that bit out because I've come across as a complete twat there.
Yes.
So I don't know. It's, you can't, as we said, you can't stop it. You just got to make people aware. It's like I was saying, all the English footballers, that apparently Harry Kane, the England captain, wants to get all the other World Cup club captains together to say we don't like what's going on in Qatar. What's going to happen? Nothing. We're all going to be aware of it, but still nothing happens.
Yeah.
It's almost like...
it's performative action. It's like
we all try to do our bit, and I applaud them, but what can we do? I don't know. Just can we talk about something else?
Yeah, we can always talk about something else. I wanted to... I wasn't sure if we could squeeze this in today, but considering we do have a bit of time before we have to wrap up and obviously go through like fixtures and stuff. So
I've already done mine.
Oh, yep, you've got yours sorted.
You're just punch face stuff.
Just punch face, which is the main thing for me. So I asked Rob earlier if he knew what the win games were, and he just said it's when people eat five cans of baked beans and they... You know,
I don't know. I was in one of my witty moods.
Oh, one of your witty moods.
I was being a real rapscallion.
And I'm like,
just that one time though.
Wow.
So I only just learned what the win games were a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I know. It's all good.
My mum was telling me about how she's going on this work conference soon, and her boss wants her and like her set in the sales team that she's in to do some team bonding, and so. They said, "Oh, we're gonna do like wind tunnel skydiving, right?"
That's lit.
That's cool, right? So
Rob's
she goes.
Not impressed.
I know. I've seen it. I said it only work if you could switch it off.
Oh wait, is this the one where like
they're in a tube?
Oh, okay. So I did that once.
Was it good?
Well, I was very young.
I bet you didn't stop screaming all the time you were doing it.
Well, okay, I was quite like a fatalist child. And I was very young.
Which you've carried on into adulthood.
Which I've carried on into adulthood. I was very young and I was doing it because it was like this trip with like all of Dad's mates and their children. And I was like a weirdly competitive child. And so everyone else was doing it. So I was like, I have to do it. And I get in there and it's just like this giant fat. It's like netting. And like this giant fan, and you just see these like giant blades going, and somehow you're meant to just like chill in the air above it. And I literally thought I was gonna get chopped up into a million pieces. I was like, you're telling me that this tiny thing of net, like what if the air goes off and it's just like boom, and I'm just like, splat.
Oh no, but this is cool though. This is cool.
Oh, so, this one's cool though.
This one's cool though. Why? Because like, so my mum, she tells me, oh, it's an actual sport. I'm like, yeah, right, it's an actual sport. Googled it. It's an actual sport.
Yeah, but again, we could come up with a sport, like I said, like sock golf. It's a real sport, and we could have world championships. Doesn't mean it is a sport.
Excuse me?
Sock golf.
You get a pair of socks, right? You roll them into a ball, and you use your own leg, and you kick them like it's a golf club, and you get like a little container, and you got to try to get it in the hole. I did it over first lockdown.
Fun.
It's taking a while to take off, though.
Oh, is there a bit of a pun there for this thing of yours? Was that a pun or not? It just worked out.
Inadvertent pun.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, take off, like, oh, yeah. That was inadvertent. Hold on, sorry.
This is good for a podcast. You should actually tell people to check it out as well so they know what we're talking about, because we're just going to go, oh, no, that is really good. Look at those people going, like, floating about.
Yeah,
and
my goal is to, I'll explain after. yeah. So the Wind Games are an annual tournament for indoor skydiving sponsored by Windsor Windor, a manufacturer of vertical wind tunnels. The event first took place in 2014, and as of 2017, it has been held at Windor's facility in Spain.
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Not Barcelona. No, not Ibiza. Wind Games includes solo, two-person, four-person, dynamic freestyle, and speed events, all in within this wind tunnel. So it's a big wind tunnel in Spain, and they all go there and they compete in indoor skydiving, and it is great to watch. Now I want to show you guys the video real quick.
Apparently we could like embed it onto the... Whoa! Fuck that.
It's mental, isn't it?
Is it like synchronized swimming?
Yeah, except like it's skydiving. You can have like four people at one time.
Oh my god.
It's very clever and all that, but you imagine we're at the top. Just switch it off, just for a second, and then switch it back on again.
Yeah, maybe on this one they've, like, covered up the fan so they don't get scared. Because it's really scary. Okay. We'll see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fun.
I thought that was really amusing.
Fun.
I told Rob that this is one of those sports where you're like, oh, yeah, I could compete in this. I could get good at this.
Yeah, you and Rob could be a little tag team.
No, I'm not doing that. It's ridiculous.
I'm not fucking doing it.
Because I'm so light, you could just someone could just blow on me and I could do that. That was I just hit the fucking top bit all the time. I'd be like that, just looking down. Not doing it.
It looks like fun. Like, there are a few sports... there are very few sports in this world which I feel like I would be like, oh, yeah, I could compete in that. I'll do pretty well on that.
I would love to see you try.
Like 6 months training? I could try.
Okay.
But the thing is, he would be good at it. That's why I hate him. My name sort of goes, if I was at school with him, I'd have hated him because he's good at everything.
Yeah, that was one
does.
Of the first things you ever said to me about Joe.
Yeah.
If I knew him when I was younger, I would have fucking hated him.
We're supposed to care. That was supposed to be our secret.
You just told it.
I mean, it was
oh,
a...
fuck, I did, didn't I? Yeah.
I mean, it was a bit of a dick when I was younger, so yeah, that does make sense. But yeah, I just thought that was pretty amusing to share. That was very amusing to share with me as well.
Now you're too nice,
oh, no.
You're a nice geezer.
Yeah, but like, you kind of have
oh,
to...
Oh, a New Zealand version is a geyser, apparently.
Fuck off, it is.
Yeah, but like, in order to become a nice person, you have to understand how to be a dick. In my opinion...
Don't understand that. I've always been a nice bloke. That's because people can beat me up very easily.
See, I went the other way. I used to be so nice, and now I'm a dick.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that. Hey. First time I've agreed with you all podcast.
Oh, man. Jeez. Okay, we should probably...
Wrap it up now.
We'll move on to fixtures.
Yeah, I've done mine. I've done my one.
Yeah, Nika's got to go work. Rob's done his. I'll quickly go over...
the face punch.
Yeah.
There's actually not much punch face going on this weekend. Actually, there's none.
Not Rob. Sorry. Joe, what are you going to do? See, I'm getting you guys mixed up now.
I know. What
Jesus.
Am I
going
to do? I'll actually have to talk about
this. Thanks, man. That's a compliment. You're getting us too mixed up. I'm quite happy about that.
Well, not this weekend. Weekend after is UFC 273.
So we'll talk about that next week.
We'll talk about that next week. I do know there's a big stretch of boxing coming up, like a lot of boxing fights.
I'm looking forward to seeing. I'm a huge Anthony Joshua fan.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to AJ fighting because his last fight was that was horrible.
Well, it was against Usyk, and Usyk's from Ukraine. He's coming back from Ukraine, or he's leaving Ukraine to come defend his
That's
title.
One of them sort of things is. I don't really mind who wins that because, I'll go for Anthony Joshua in that. I like he's a Tottenham boy, so it's all good.
It's an interesting fight because of how technical Usyk is and, you know, the kind of fighter Joshua is. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Okay.
Yeah, big stretch of boxing, though. There's a lot of fights, so I'll probably cover those next week because
Yay!
I don't think they start till next week.
Sorry, man. It says what we're ganging
sorry.
Up on you there.
Sorry.
We both
I'm here
started
for it.
Cheering.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, so sorry. We're pulling Joe a little bit right now. I'll try.
I'll send you in first and I'll just mop up the entrails.
You just wipe away his tears. Yeah. But we will talk about it next week.
Next week we'll
a
talk.
A little bit.
Yeah. Tell you that.
Sorry, we'll talk about it next week.
Wow, yeah, I like sitting next to you. It's fucking fun. We'd have got told off a lot of people at school. They wouldn't allow us to sit next to each other.
Oh, my God. It was so bad in school. I used to always get in trouble, even when I wasn't there.
I used to get blamed for everything.
Same! It was such bullshit! It was actually such bullshit.
Yeah. In the end, I just, I've done it. It's like,
the sound's coming from the other side of the fucking classroom, and they're like, Nika, and I'm like...
What?
It was like a thing. There was this one particular teacher... who, like, it literally got to the point where, like, the rest of the class would be like, it wasn't him.
Some teachers are like
that. I wouldn't be in class. Like, I would be away or out of class for some reason, something would happen. She'd be like, Nika! And everyone's like...
Yeah, but, like, imagine being a fully grown adult and beefing with a teenager.
Yeah. And then, as soon as I wasn't in her class anymore, she was, like, so nice to me.
Yeah.
So ridiculous, man. Oh.
But anyway.
Right, that's school day's over. Thank fuck.
Right. Yeah, join us next week.
I'll be a little bit more... Sorry, I wasn't prepared today, but I'll be more prepared next week. because we're going to change slots and it's going to be easy, but I had a hectic morning and I couldn't really do anything.
It's all good. We'll just, on that note, the time slot will change, so...
us, not for you.
Well, yeah, for us, but the podcast will might come out on Wednesday now. I'll look to bring it out a little bit more quickly. You can also... I believe we are getting into social media now, so you can...
Okay, cool.
Yep, you can catch us on 95BFM_theplaybook.
Really?
Yep, so...
I didn't know about
that. Good, isn't it? Oh, I don't know, because I don't do social media.
Yeah,
I
you've mentioned many times.
Oh, I'm such a boring twat.
You're not a boring twat. You're not a boring twat.
It's a sewerage pipe of humanity.
It's just come up a lot.
Why would you say that about yourself?
Wait, you were saying
that? Know the devil within you and conquer it. That's what I always say.
Yeah, fair enough.
Huh?
I don't know. Just
who's being philosophical now?
I am all the time. I'm a philosopher.
You are. Quite fun, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's fun. Right, Britain.
Alright.
In it.
We're out.
Well, that's enough.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.